Chinese Premier Li Keqiang on Monday sent a congratulatory message to Muhyiddin Yassin on his assuming office as Malaysia's new Prime Minister. Li Keqiang says he's looking forward to working with Muhyiddin to continue to deepen the China-Malaysia Comprehensive Strategic Partnership. He also suggests the two countries promote greater achievements in the cooperation of jointly building the Belt and Road and push the China-ASEAN cooperation to a higher level.Wuhan has suspended another temporary hospital as the number of COVID-19 patients continue to drop in the city. So far, 14 temporary hospitals have been closed in Wuhan. Wuhan converted the public venues into 16 temporary hospitals to treat patients with mild symptoms and isolate the source of infection. Some 12,000 patients have been treated in these hospitals.The Ministry of Civil Affairs says 53 community workers had died in the line of duty in China's prevention and control of the COVID-19 epidemic as of Sunday. Officials with the ministry say community workers who sacrificed their lives will be given posthumous citations in addition to special pensions and preferential treatment for their family members. The government has pledged to secure the supply of protective gear for community workers, as well as allowances and financial support for those not covered by work-related injury insurance. Shanghai Disney Resort partially resumed operations on Monday with a limited number of shopping, dining, and recreational experiences made available. Shanghai Disneyland remains temporarily closed until further notice. Each of the reopened resort locations will run under limited capacity and reduced hours of operation. The resort says it will carry strict sanitization and disinfection to ensure the safety of guests and employees. Shanghai Disney Resort announced a temporary closure in late January in response to China's prevention and control of the novel coronavirus outbreak.Apple's major wireless earphone manufacturing factory has resumed production in East China's Jiangxi province. The company says its 17 AirPods production lines are now in full operation, and production capacity could meet the demand for the coming 10 months. Its production in February saw a 20% slump due to the novel coronavirus outbreak.Iran says the outbreak of novel coronavirus has affected over 7,100 people in the country with 237 deaths. Over 2,300 people have recovered from the disease. Tehran records the highest number of infections among the country's provinces. Iran announced the first cases of the virus infection in the central city of Qom on February the 19th.A team of Chinese experts was sent to Iran to help with the disease prevention and control work.A top U.S. health official is warning that Americans may need to stop attending large gatherings or going on long trips amid the spread of the novel coronavirus among communities. More than half of all states in the country have reported cases of the virus, and 19 people have died. Anthony Fauci is the head of the infectious disease unit at the National Institutes of Health. He says vulnerable people are most at risk, and they should receive more protection.
I think right now something that's important that I hope the American people appreciate is that the risk of getting into trouble with this infection, namely if you are infected, is overwhelmingly weighted towards people with underlying conditions and the elderly. And that's the reason why if you are an elderly person with an underlying condition, if you get infected, the risk of getting into trouble is considerable. So it's our responsibility to protect the vulnerable.
The official calls for efforts not only to contain the spread of the virus, but also to mitigate the impact as more and more people are falling ill.